The state governor Malik Agar, who is also chairman of the SPLM Northern Sector, says SAF attacked members of the Sudan People's Liberation Army North in the capital, Damazin. And when they shot back, Khartoum's troops carried out a heavy bombardment campaign. Agar told news agencies in Sudan that his house was a target of that bombardment. He and his allies are reported to have retreated from the capital to the SPLM North stronghold of Kurmuk in the state. Nazar is an eyewitness to the fighting. He only gives his first name for safety reasons. He says he saw what happened in the city as he lives quite near to Agar's house. We have heard that there was something on the way between Kurmuk and Damazin. Traders were attacked by Sudan armed forces. Then SPLA soldiers went to take revenge. But fighting innocently broke out in the army headquarters near my house. He says, we have heard heavy gunfire and I rushed to see what happened. I saw SAF soldiers seizing Malik Agar's house. The gunfire has forced many to flee Damazin, according to Nazar. Things are a bit calm at the moment in Damazin city, but most of the people fled the city and many of my neighbors have traveled outside the state, he says. I went to find my family, but I don't know where they are. So I am searching, but I'm afraid of new fighting in the city as I see SAF tanks roaming the streets and troops setting up checkpoints. SAF spokesman Al-Sawarmi Khalid Saad gives a different account of the story. He says SPLA North started the attack, but SAF now has the situation in the capital under control.
The SPLA forces attacked our troops at Damazin, at the town's southern entrance area, the military garrison headquarters, and the industrial area. They also attacked areas outside Damazin. Our forces managed to take control of the city and other areas that were attacked. The armed forces have chased away those rebels. We assert that this attack was a predetermined one and was mentioned by Malik Agar on August 28th when he called on the youth to wage war in the state. The SPLA has also evacuated its members and its political and military leaders out of Damazin town in preparation for war. The armed forces were closely monitoring the situation and it is now under our control. The governor of the Blue Nile state is out of the Damazin area and we do not know his whereabouts. He escaped from his residence and claims that he was surrounded by the Sudan armed forces. I assure you that the residence of the governor is now under the protection of the Sudan armed forces.
Agar warned last month that the fighting that broke out in the neighboring southern Kordofan between SPLA North and SAF could be easily repeated in Blue Nile State if the government of President Omar al-Bashir tried to disarm the thousands of South Sudan-linked SPLA soldiers who are still stationed in the state. The ethnic African population of Blue Nile and southern Kordofan largely sided with South Sudan in the 21-year civil war against the Arab-dominated government in Khartoum. Agar's deputy in the SPLM Northern Sector, Abdelaziz Al-Hilu, has been fighting the pro-Khartoum government in neighboring southern Kordofan since June, saying he won't stop until he has overthrown Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir. Al-Hilu also recently signed cooperation agreements with Darfur rebel groups. Many analysts are now questioning if the government of President al-Bashir is ready or able to handle a new battlefront in Blue Nile State, or if it will be forced to try to solve the situation politically before it slides into a full-blown conflict like the one in southern Kordofan. For VOA News, I am Al-Sanous Ahmed in White Nile State.